A complex storm system will likely impact a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through these next few days. And on top of that, there will be a significant freeze event that will impact U.S. hard red winter wheat country. The storm system will produce snow of substantial accumulations across a fairly large portion of Nebraska and South Dakota, with 6 to 16 inches of accumulation expected during the course of this week. And much of that will likely occur over the night tonight through Wednesday. We'll likely see snow accumulations of 3 to 9 inches to occur across the northern plains on top of snow that's already deeply covered in northern portions of North Dakota and some areas in Minnesota. We have flooding that's already underway across a part of the northern plains as well, and that's in response to some of the minor snowmelt that has occurred here recently. We are not expecting to see snowmelt become a major issue across those areas because of the fact that it's going to stay colder than normal. But we are going to put more snow down on top of the snow that's already there and saturate the soil in some of the neighboring areas, raising the potential for a more serious flood event as we get into the latter part of April. To make matters even more interesting, much of the Canadian prairies are covered deeply in snow, and they too will likely see a very serious flood situation evolve this spring as much of that snow melts, but it probably won't do so until late April because it's going to be colder than normal, just like the northern plains, through most of this week. Some of that cold air that's in Canada and the northern U.S. plains is going to work its way southward behind the major storm system that's going to impact the Midwest this week. That will likely lead to frost and freeze conditions across most of U.S. hard red winter wheat country on Thursday morning. Damage is likely in Oklahoma and Texas, where the crop is advanced into the joint and even some booting stages, and it looks like the crops there will likely see temperatures below 28 degrees potentially for a number of hours. A close monitoring of that situation is warranted. Some of the cold air will work its way into the heart of the Midwest a little later in the week, Friday and Saturday mornings, but we don't believe the wheat crop in the Midwest is far enough advanced to take on any kind of significant damage other than burning back vegetative development. In the meantime, widespread precipitation will occur across most of the Midwest. We're expecting moisture totals from this storm system, which will likely take 2 or 3 days to work its way across the entire region, will likely run anywhere from around 0.4 inch to 1.5 inches in general, and there'll be some local totals that will get upwards to 2 and perhaps over 3 inches in a few locations. There will be a band of severe thunderstorms that will march across the heart of the region, and that will likely occur as we move through the day Tuesday into Thursday, and we'll likely see the majority of those areas experiencing the severe thunderstorms receiving some hail and damaging wind along with some very heavy rainfall. We do expect the storm system to work its way out of the region as we get to the end of this week, but for the most part, fieldwork will come to a halt during midweek. Some significant corn planting has likely taken place since last Friday across some areas in the lower eastern Midwest, and we're also seeing some fieldwork down across the Delta and southeastern states. This will likely continue over the day today and tomorrow because these areas will likely be left mostly dry. Once the rains come on during midweek, though, there will be a disruption to fieldwork, but it should be relatively brief. The frontal boundary and the severe thunderstorms will come and go fairly quickly, but they will leave behind quite an intensity of rain and some hail. And that will likely delay some fieldwork resuming as we get into the latter part of the week, the weekend, and then maybe next week we'll likely see a little bit of an increase in fieldwork occurring once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.